What we've seen already is the trap merecha, tipecha, munach et nachta. We're going to review it. We said every pasuk has a merecha, every pasuk has a tipecha. We said that merecha goes this way, it's a downward comma going down, and the tipecha goes that way. Maybe we'll even find where we have it on the computer. I don't know how to type it, whatever. But the merecha is like a downward comma, and the tipecha is like an upward comma, if we're reading in Hebrew from right to left. So let's review the tunes, and then maybe advance. We said, merecha, go down, tipecha, go up a little bit, munach, et nachta. Munach is just red, and et nachta is the pause. It's like a comma in the middle of a pasuk, like a colon. Merecha, tipecha, munach, et nachta. 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 So let's just do the merecha, tipecha now. Merecha, tipecha, merecha, tipecha, merecha, tipecha, merecha, tipecha, merecha, tipecha, merecha, tipecha, merecha, tipecha. Let's just do the tipecha. Tipecha, tipecha, tipecha. 10 times.
Shoot.
Muna and Nachta, Muna.
מרחת
לא, מיכל. את נחתה. את נחתה. Good. מרחת לפחה מונחת. I can't do what you said. I can do it right. מרחת לפחה מונחת. No, don't go down. את נחתה. Yeah, we're going to use them words in a second. Open up your promotions. Page 232. Use them words. 232. 232. Want to pass one to the mayor? Join us, no? No. So, under the Shema, what sign is it? Shema. Tikha. Tikha. Okay. What's under the Israel? Right, Zev, you're getting it. Very good. Et nachta, very good. Tikpecha et nachta. With me, guys. Tikpecha et nachta. Tikpecha et nachta. Shema Yisrael. Right. Shema. Now, the shiva, the two dots under the shin, is a shiva na. You remember we said you could have shema or shema. It, when it's in the beginning of the word, it's always a shva na. So it's going to be shema. It's not shma. Shema. Shema. Tikpecha. Shema. Et nachta Yisrael.
Can you say it once again?
Shema Yisrael. Notice the syllable that we stress is the end of the word under the syllable that's above the et nachta. The sign shows which syllable to stress. Shema Yisrael, Tikpecha et nachta. Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael. 10 times.
Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Shema.
And look at them as you say it. Tikpecha et nachta.
Sure, sorry. I don't know the answer to that. It would be easier in Hebrew.
Tikpecha et nachta. You guys ready to move forward? Okay, can we go forward? You got this? Okay. Tikpecha, tikpecha, melcha, sof pasuk. So now let's just make sure we got the melcha, tikpecha right, and then we're going to do the last one, which you have to know. Every pasuk has one of these. That's the end of the pasuk. Every pasuk has an end, right? So every pasuk has a sof pasuk, da 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 da. You go straight and then da da. The two dots at the end of the pasuk that shows you don't have two dots. You have a line. Like over here, it's going to be echad, echad sof pasuk, but we make it flow. Sof pasuk, sof pasuk, sof pasuk, sof pasuk, sof pasuk. So, 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 so,
Nachati
Becha,
We're working off of the Pasuk Shema Yisrael found in Devarim, for our listeners, Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, the 4th verse, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet. The Pasuk breaks down, Tipecha et nachta, melcha tipecha, melcha, sof pasuk. Notice I pause because there's a line called the Psik in between the last two words. That line indicates that we're supposed to pause for a second. Now you guys don't have to practice pausing, right?
No.
Okay. So, just remember, that line is a psik. It's a pause when it shows up. So again, our pasuk, the first pasuk in Shema, goes like this. Tipecha et nachta, melcha tipecha, melcha sof pasuk. Join me. Tipecha et nachta, okay, who wants to try it? Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
I don't know. Is that how it's supposed to be read when you say the Shema? Is that wrong?
Yeah.
You should do it.
Let's go to the next pasuk, so it'll be easier for us to practice without God's name. Because with God's name, it's a little complicated when you get the two north and you got one stop. So we'll go to the next pasuk. We have the melcha under levavcha, tipecha under nafshecha, and then me'odecha sof pasuk. So it's going to be, notice there's nothing under the bechol. So those words are just read. Bechol levavcha, ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך מרחב תיפך סוף פסוק בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודיך מרחב תיפך סוף פסוק מרחב תיפך סוף פסוק. Every 13 year old does this when they're 12. And kids used to do it from age 5. So it's not easy, but it's not the end of the world. You guys can do it. Okay, we're taking too much time as it is, so let's just review the notes we learned today. And Bezat Shem, next time on Wednesday, we'll practice the application for a Yes, sir.
The design, the
Tipecha,
or? Melcha, Tipecha, yeah. Tipecha, it's in different directions.
Right, the Melcha goes down, the Tipecha goes up. The two different tunes.
But we're singing all the time, and then there's one with the corner, and the
different
one.
Tell me under which word, what do you mean?
The next word.
Show me which word.
Hasvarim, under the Resh.
That's a munah. We said that's this. We'll get to that.
We don't have this.
We didn't learn that yet. So far, we know melcha tipecha et nachtan sof pasuk. Let's practice. Melcha tipecha munach et nachka. Melcha tipecha munach et nachka. Et nachta.
Et nachta.
10 times.
Et nachta.
One of you.
Et nachta.
Okay. Melchati pecha munach et nachta. Melchati pecha munach et nachta. Melchati pecha munach et nachta. Now we're going to do melchati pecha sof pasuk. Melchati pecha sof pasuk.
Good. 10 times.
Mercha tipecha sof pasuk. Mercha tipecha sof pasuk. Mercha tipecha sof pasuk. Mercha tipecha sof pasuk.
No.
What?
Sof pasuk.
Class sof
pasuk. You can go down.
Mercha tipecha.
Everybody's looking at you, don't you? You should get your pants
on.
Go with me.
Down on the sof. Sof pasuk. Don't go down on the sof. Maintain the same level. No, not sof. 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 The sof has to be like where you ended on the tipecha. Tipecha. No, you went down on the sof. Practice is there. You go down when you hit the u'uk. But the sof has to begin on the same level as the tipecha.
So is this a sof pasuk?
Yeah, that was good. So long as you start on the key that you ended the tipecha. Right.
Sof pasuk.
Good, that was good. Good, okay. Now you guys just have to practice with one another. And then later in the week we'll continue. No.
Yeah.
Good, Michal, that was good.